Blog Talk Radio. Think about it.
Hopefully, you do so. La Bismillah, Rahman, or King. Ashadu ilah, ilah, illallah. Ashadu ilah, in name Muhammad and Rasulullah. We only been with it. There's no God but one God. His name is Prophet. Allah's proper name is Allah, meaning the creator of this creation. And it's mentioned in the Bible that one would come. He said the one that he's talking about coming, Jesus said would come. We said that's no one else, no other than Prophet Muhammad. There's no other person, a human being, fit the quality of being a prophet who has been on this earth since Christ Jesus than Prophet Muhammad. So we're here tonight to correct a problem that affects us all. That's racism. And the message of concern showed me we're concerned about getting rid of racism, getting rid of the evil that is produced. Because long as that lie in the world, will be no coming together of the human family. It's an outright no good lie. The creator of this creation picked one son out of all the people in the world he created. He picked one son. Then the story that they give you of that one son, he got nailed to the cross. He didn't get saved by his own father. These are the lies that have been put in innocent hearts and minds who have swallowed that lie one way or the other, some forced, some had no other choice, some had to listen because they would get beat down. So no matter how they came into this lie, it's time for the world to get rid of this lie, because this lie will keep producing people like Donald Trump, Ku Klux Klan, producing people that you call extremists. They'll keep producing that. As long as there's a Caucasian God up, then the African-American is going to make a God to say his God is the true God, because his God looks like him and it don't look like him. So we got all these racist problems, and we have nothing to show for it. Everybody else is, if a Chinese rich, he's rich because we made him rich in America. Is a Russian rich or Jew? A Spanish, are they rich? It's because we made them rich. That all them skyscrapers you find in any city and town, we purchased them with our sweat and blood. We paid for them. Traffic ticket, fine, however you work for nothing, however you add up, we had to pay. We pay for those things that you see tangible in the world. We work for people for nothing. And now we want our fair share. And the people that look like us are turned into unnatural lifestyle, homosexual. And tell you that people got a right to be whatever they want to. That ain't what scripture said. Scripture said, God's cross, sovereign. Now, who is more worse on homosexual than the one who created the human being? And that's Almighty God. He said he put fire brimstone down on them. He said that he's an abomination. I mean, he ain't going to go nowhere. And every kind of way you look at the homosexual lifestyle and what they present, you can see that it's nothing but a bunch of trash. But good people, now Satan on attack, got good people standing up against good people. The unrighteous stand up against the righteous. That's what's going on. And you go in these department stores, the grocery store, and it looks like the unrighteous are winning because they are out dressing, they're out acting, they're out They're more outgrowing. They stand out firmly against the evil they done come from. They look like they dare you to look at them any kind of way that, you know, and even in Congress, they want to censor you. Anybody who said nothing about the homosexuality, especially the Democrat, if the Democrat is more with the homosexual and pushing it more than anybody else. And they're pushing the transgender. And now I know why they're pushing the transgender, because the transgender, he can't change his mind. Once he become like that or she become like that, they stuck in that position. They can't change it. So now they got to suffer the consequence of their own action. They'll die a woman acting like a man. They'll die a man acting like a woman. They can't leave that. The woman got an X and the man got an OX.
XY.
So we're here at night. We're here tonight. So we're here tonight. We're here tonight and to get rid of the evil that this root of racism comes from religion. We have to go to religion and uproot this lie and show what God said, don't make no image. Okay, how you show what Jesus said? Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God. The Bible, somebody is lying. Something don't make no sense. Allah said don't make no image. They show Jesus as an image. And the low-down, ungodly people want to say we're doing the same thing. We have a Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. All these lies, they want to add to us because we point out the lies. They want to contribute those lies back to us. They're not winning. Only good people can accept this way. Only the righteous will accept this way. The evil people done made up a long time ago. They are not going to change. They happy in their perversion. And they feel that they are free and to do whatever they want to in the life they choose for each other, to for themselves. Freedom means responsibility. They got freedom messed up with suicide. Up with disrespect and no thanks and no obligation. They got freedom messed up with all of that. But there's no respect for the creator of them, of ourselves. There's no freedom from all the wrong thing coming at us. Wrong things will seem tempting and evil like evil will seem fair. And they got a song out the young people out in Africa. Young people, good singing. Ain't no such thing, no good singing. But these are the weapons that Satan is using all over the planet Earth to bring down humanity, to destroy the family. So we have no other choice but to bring out the truth, and the truth is in the Quran. And to do no good setting up on a shelf. Yeah, you can tell the people of Quran that what the Quran is saying in the language they can understand. What Allah says. Speak to the people in the language they can understand. If you go there speaking Arabic and they are English-speaking people, you just lost them. They will look at you like they look at the Christian, you know, Christian, when they speak in tongues, and you be saying, what the world he say? He ain't saying nothing. So all praise are due to God. We have this truth today. because Allah had blessed us with money to come and share and revive the religion and point out to us the mistake in all religion. In all religion, they shouldn't have no image. All religion, they should be making a calling a man God. All religion, both the man and the woman should take charge and be a family. That's what it takes to be a family, a man and a woman who gonna bring about new life, bring about children. A man who is gonna respect his wife and respect his children, gonna be created, gonna make himself a job or do something that will make jobs or get with righteous people. That kind of man they don't want. They don't want that man in the trash can. They want that man who throw the trash out the window and then act like they don't want that man, but they ain't doing nothing trying not to have a man like that. They ain't working hard to do, but we're working hard here in the community of Imam Washington Muhammad. Yeah, Jesus was a community. Abraham was a community. Moses was a community. And Prophet Muhammad is a community. And Imam Washington Muhammad is in the community of Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, who is the seer of the prophet. He is God's last prophet, but he's not the last messenger that God sent, because anybody can take the message of Prophet Muhammad and learn it and share it with the world, and they can become a good messenger of the message of the messenger. So all praise is due to Allah. We are here tonight on this Blog Talk radio station. We have, excuse me, we're going to open, because I should have said, open with a prayer, say a prayer with the name of God. God is most gracious and God is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. He alone do we worship and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed your favors on, and not of those who you have brought your wrath down on. So we're here tonight because we are not trying to make nobody a Muslim. You can be a good Christian, but you can't be a good Christian worshiping a man or worship some other than God. If you're not worship God in spirit and truth, that ain't no religion. That's a pagan idea that God has sent messengers and prophets to destroy. Destroy that kind of idea. If you could be a good Jew, but you got to do like Moses, you got to worship one God. You can't make no image of God. You can't lie image to be raised around your children and think you're going to have some good children. You got to be God conscious. And you can't be God conscious worship of a man. You can't be called God knowing. You can't be God respected if you worship a man. You call it a man. And the Buddhists, they can be better, but they got to stop worshiping Buddha and worship the one that sent Buddha. They got to stop worshiping a cow, calling their ancestors or their family members a cow. They got to worship God in spirit and truth, the one they can't see. The one who put the sun in the sky. How can you imagine? How can anybody put that sun in the sky? You can't even imagine Allah. How did he do it? How did he put that sun in the sky? Your little brain would not understand and would never be able to rationalize how the Creator put the sun in the sky. But God put it up there, and it's doing all the good that it can do for human beings, give human beings its sweetness and its vegetable and bitterness and its vegetable and give everything its color. That sun keep the planet warm, keep the rain when it's in on earth, keep it drawn up in the midst and causes the rain back down. That sun is a powerful message itself. Imam said, if nothing more than a son, God can judge you because you ought to have common sense. No man can make no son. And all the hell man done put on earth and keep putting on earth, he done chose us as African Americans. I don't see why when we come together, we'll never change them talking marching all year, marching weeks at a time, trying to say that's not gonna we the shoes we wearing out, they the ones sold it to. So you think they gonna stop selling shoes? So we're not doing our we want to be being in competition with them. Then let's build this many skyscrapers. Let's own this many buildings. Let's grow our own food. That's what they don't want. Care if you shooting the basketball, hitting the baseball, hitting the golf ball. They don't want you to go in business and be competing with them and with for the dollar bill that they getting from us. They don't want that because they might end up being a big loser if they get in that competition. So who will keep buying from evil people? And there have been some of the evil people that you can imagine when you check out their history. What they did to the human family, all the human families of the world. They escaped what they had did. They only did themselves like that. They did the British, did the so-called people that came in on the come here and Caucasian came in, the British come back to get them and make them form to the British where they fought it and they won against their own family, with British. But nobody wants to be dominated. Nobody wants to be oppressed. But they are oppressing us. Anytime you have to worry about a light bill, car, a gas bill, a water bill, or your car insurance, you've been oppressed. And God don't want oppression on no one.
Oppression worse than
slaughter. It's worse than slaughter. And they are oppressing us. This high price of gas going back up now. Almost $4 going up, back and going. Then they come tell a lie. They can't, the Saudis don't want to sell them, no. You know they ain't nothing but a lie. The sun, because of the COVID, because of the heat, that would cause this gas to go up. They come up with an issue because we ain't going to question them. We see ourselves questioning the people that we trust most. And we always have trust people that have mistreated us more than the people that don't mistreat us. We always been like that. So all that's coming to an end and changing with the help of Allah. So if anyone want to jump in and add to this great conversation, because racism is a dead dog, and we want to kill and bury that dog. Remember, so racism is a dead dog. And so when you see, we want to get rid of it, stop calling them white people. They're not white. Ain't nothing white about them but the eyeballs. And we got this, and our eyeballs white too. But what we are not in unity together. What they have on us, they in unity in their evil, in their corruption, and they doing wrong. Brother Omar, the psychiatrist said that, and these Negroes was arguing with him with the car. He said, you can't find one. Give me one. Give me the name of one steward up. And really fought for our fought to make things equal what they got. Fought for the prestige they get. Huh? You know they get prestige. Let one Caucasian walk in the room with a bunch of African American, especially a Christian, and everybody all the Christians get him some attention. Turn around and look and speak to him, treat him nice. But let you come up in there with your bow tie on or with your kufi on. Let you come up there and see how the people that who have been mistreated were. See how they treat you. See how they talk to you. See you like they want to kill you, but talk to the man that comes to there. Let Donald Trump come up in there. They'll talk to Donald Trump like they brother. They try to talk to him. Be nice. The better they treat him, better than they treat their neighbor. Because we've been messed up in the mind. Our mind, our courage has been taken away from us. And we've been made like the cow and lion that you see in the Wizard of Oz. We look like we can whoop somebody but we ain't never been number made cowboys by them, by their TV, by the music they put toward our children to sing. And our children are singing that music, and it's destroying so many of us, so many of them. That music that a dog should listen to, that music that talk about us, call us out our name, and then we turn around talking about Black Lives Matter. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves. So anybody got anything they would like to share tonight, all you got to do is match one. Come into the queue, and we will turn your phone on and let you be your mic on your phone and get you, let you start sharing with us tonight the beautiful understanding that God has blessed you with to share with us. And all of us, Allah said, after all, seek understanding. And I hope that we've been seeking what we understand and shared with us, and then we share it with the world. Because the world needs good people. And with the help of Allah, we pray that we are those good people that Allah has chosen to help remake this world, because this world is going down, down, down. And we know the only way back up, get it back up, is back to the one creator who Allah, whose proper name is Allah, and give them opportunity where they can accept it or reject it. We can't make nobody do anything. No prophet, no messenger ever done that. They only made the message clear. And I think we got a clear message to share with this world. So anybody got anything they would like to say, turn this mic over to the first one to raise their hand. And I'm going to turn this mic over and let somebody else start sharing in the beauty of this conversation about a message of concern, can you hold on for a second, somebody call me? As-salamu alaykum, somebody called me and they want to come in, but I told them the number, inshallah. Anybody want to say anything, share anything, all you got to do is match one. If you match one, you can't get in, there's something wrong with the station. But I'm going, oh, we got a coworker here that I see him in the queue, and I'm going to bring him up and let him, and he's part of this Bob Talk Radio Station. Brother Suja, assalamu alaikum. Brother Suja. Assalamu alaikum. Your mic is on. Brother Suja. Open your mic.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, assalam, your mic is open. Well, assalam, you okay?
You know, I go to the meeting today.
I know you.
Okay. So I'm rushing, trying to get ready, and I got to be there at 7 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock your time. 7 o'clock my time.
I'll let you go ahead.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you for listening. I see you're listening.
I cut it off so I can listen. That's
okay.
That's where you see me in the queue. All right.
Okay, then. We'll give everybody the green card, please.
I sure will. Brother Rafi, is he still doing dawah? Brother Rafi?
Yeah. Well, he right now he just got his car straightened out, so he's driving, he's rolling back again, and he's trying to keep the family business rolling. He's making all the sausage, so he's doing what he got to do.
Alhamdulillah, that's good. That's good.
I'm
just saying that he can help you out.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, ask your other half if you want to say anything.
You want to say anything? No, she She ain't ready.
Okay, then well, I'm gonna play you something. Keep on rolling. What I'm gonna do? Thank you, brother. Good job for coming on. Let me know that. I see you.
Hey, yes, sir. No problem. I'm good.
Hope you think I'll work something out and come up with a strategy to make $1 billion so we can change this ugly world.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, brother.
Okay, I'm gone. Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Well, we're going to keep rolling. Because the airway and those who listen, anybody else want to come on, alhamdulillah, you're welcome. We're going to keep rolling. Moscow is having their convention, and we invite everybody to come join the convention of Moscow. And this, September 29th, right?
Closer to Labor Day.
Yeah, go Labor Day weekend. So we hope everybody come and join us on that journey convention. I will be here to be there. I'll be here at home, but I'll be on watching it. And I pray that next year that this virus will be gone a little more. And I hope to be in Chicago next year. These are the things that are important that we must keep up and must keep going until the people wake up and they're waking up. There are more people come and every week join the religion because they don't see the end on the other side. They don't see this world coming to the end of the other side. I went in Walmart today. And I've seen so many homosexual women and men, especially working for Walmart. Now, they must don't have a meal, or they must ain't reading the Bible, or they must don't care. They just don't fear God. There's something wrong with them. How can you live in the world, in the books, in the world point to the danger from God, coming from God to you if you accept being a homosexual? It's not the worst thing in the world, but one thing would not get you a key to paradise. We know the image is the worst thing that you can be. But when you God make you a man, make you a little baby boy. Like the Dr. Umar was saying, when the cow is born, the first thing the person that, when the cow is born, they want to look and see if it's a female cow or boy cow. And then you got to put the female cow in the female role for the female to produce milk. Or the cow is a bull, put that bull in the mind that he got to help produce the cow that we eat. We got to keep that going. But here where they're trying to commit genocide, African-American people, with our growth here is stagnating. It's coming back. It's declining. And the abortion and all that, the jailhouses, all these things are bringing our population down. And we need the population to come up where we can be equal with the people who have the number one population in the country. And that's the Caucasian. And not only the Caucasian, called unjust Caucasian. Because if they had been truly white, or truly what white represents, the word white meant pure. But they had not been pure and good. They have been pure and evil. Not all of them. Too many of them. because they benefit from that, and they have stopped receiving the benefit. I know they come on the TV and tell you how much money you can get every and $3,000-some from the government to buy your food or pay your rent or pay your bill. They tell that lie every day, all day long they lie. Because you go try to get that money, you be over 65, like I am, you go try to get that money, and they all they try to do is get your information. Then they come back and tell you what you can get. Nothing but a trick. Nothing but another that they'll come up with. Get your information. If there anybody getting some money, it sure ain't us. It sure ain't us. If the Caucasian people getting that money, it's another form of racism or another form of Christianity being himself, being racist. So we pray that we can change it. We're going to change this thing. A lot of those not sitting home, they're going to change this. But Allah with the righteous. It's wrong for what they doing, have done, still doing. They tell about how they burned up 84 children in a dome in Mississippi. They put these boys in there. Some of them was in there for nothing. Yeah. Some of them were in there because they disrespect their mother and father. Some of them in there for shoplifting. Put them in the cage, lock the cage up, and set it on fire to try to tell the world, we don't want no integration. Kill 85 African-American youth. Burn them alive. And you're going to continue. And these people don't want to apologize. They did make a memorial. A name with all the boys that died. They did do that. These boys died because they were African American, and when I went to name that town, Alabama or Mississippi, it was in one of the towns of Mississippi. But it was on the internet. And one of the boys who went to college, who escaped, got out of there by taking the windows out. And they got out. And got a bird alive. The 21 of them got away. So if all of them would have died, it would have been 105 people. Young men, African American, you're going to call these people, you're going to say God came in their image? So God, he came in their image. If the God came in their image was a true God, they would never be the evil people that you see. Now, the Caucasian people would say, well, he teach hate. Anybody that tell the truth, they're going to receive a message from people who ain't gonna do right. They gonna try to convert, convince them other people who listen to that person that them people teach hate. We do not teach hate. We teach the truth. It was wrong for them to kill them 85 boys, set the dome on fire, then lock the door, but it couldn't get out. 85 human beings died. So 21 got away. I think. But we have learned our problem, that problem like that going to continue happening as long as we don't come together to support each other. That's not a threat, that's a fact. In unity, there's hope, and there's work that's trying to change this situation in unity. No unity, no work, nothing changed. Thing that the time changed, the automobile changed, the system changed, but the people, they stand the same. As long as they the same, we all people of color is always going to be in trouble because they always going to look for identity in Caucasian people. And we know there's some good Caucasian people. God said everything he made was good. And it's only start being mad when it start thinking wrong and acting wrong. The book says a man thinking in his heart, so is he. So if you think wrong, your body will follow your wrong. So we in the night to clear up the problem of racism. We know we can do it. We have the key. The lie has been told. And we have the truth to clear up the lies, no matter who's telling it. We don't care if a PhD or whatever degree that someone has. If they tell a lie, we can be able to understand their lie and be able to speak to them in a way and make them confess that we are telling the truth and they are lying. That's how powerful the truth is. Jesus, that wasn't making no statement saying that the truth will make you free and it won't. He was telling the truth. And you tell the truth when somebody telling a lie, the lie can never be proven. But the truth will always stand out clear. So anybody got anything they would like to share or say, at any time, just come on in. We're here to keep bringing the truth, nothing but the truth, so help us, Allah. That's the only thing we want to do. We want to see this good world get better. The only one can do that is Humpty Dumpty, or the one they think they had a great power. And Almighty God could put Humpty Dumpty and all the rest of us back together. No problem with Allah. Allah can change whatever he wants, whenever he wants. And we've been changed right now when we obey God. So anybody got anything they would like to say, please match one, come into the queue, and we will be glad to hear from you. We are honored to hear from you. Everybody got something to say. We know that. Everybody got some experience. If you live in America 40 or 50 years, you got some experience. You have seen some things, heard some things, been around some things. You have seen a lot. And you can express those things back to us to help you to make a difference in somebody else's life. We thank you. Anybody else got anything they would like to say? Please, you're free to do so. All you got to do is match her. Come into the queue. Thank you, Michael. We'd love to hear from you. So I'm going to play. I've been talking about just about an hour. And they ain't gonna stop rolling. Because we got plenty to say. We got plenty to say where we can go and get things done and free ourselves. Help free the world. All this bondage, all this false bondage they under. All this delusion they under. We have the truth. And Jesus said, know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And we are free. That's why we are here to share this truth. So anybody else got any truth or anything they want to share, just match one and come into the queue. We turn your mic on and we start listening to you. But we are winning this war against racism. We are winning. Because the race people that was in the racism, fighting for racism, they throwing their hands up. They begin to fear God. And the greatest fear they can have is the fear of God. Fear of the one they will be seeing on the other side. Well, they see him now. When they look at the sun, when they look at themselves, they see something have created them, and it wasn't no ghost or one something they can't identify with. But we realize that the creator of this creation created them. They don't argue with that. So anybody, you know, I'm going to play a couple of clips, the radio, I mean, the internet of YouTube about the world that we reside in and how they have messed up the world with all their lies and all their corruption. With all what they did, we're going to untangle it. We're going to undo it. For what? Well, all of us can be human beings again. The Caucasian man is our brother. But he will never love us like a brother as long as the putting world is saying, thank you, Jesus, and then holding a picture of him up. We'll never get saved like that. Nobody going to get saved because Allah said, don't make no image of him. Allah said, don't do it. Don't make nothing in the sky. Nothing in the water, and call it God. That's easy for righteous. For the unrighteous, they ain't gonna have no consequence for their action by making God a man. They hit for the fire, and the Trump trying to fire is not just his compassion, his love for the wrong. It lies. It's evil. Head from. So, you think it's been chosen to reverse that? See, we know the ins and outs. Jesus never had no choir. But you got a choir in church. That ain't something Jesus started. And the church said they built their rock the way Jesus built it. And that's a lie. So, see, I got somebody hand up. And I'm going to bring them in. Look like our honorable sister, Sister Quran. I said, oh, my Sister Quran.
Alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. This me. This is Lada Rahmani Rahim. What I just want to add, some of the things that you had said, my brother, but one thing I had I'm not sure it was Trump or it was one of the officials. Remember I was telling you that the United States was not built on God we trust. It was built on our many. And the first time I ever heard anyone say this, and today I heard of the official. I don't know if it was Trump or the someone side, but they said it. They said, out of many, there's one. That's what the United States of America was built upon. They had, during the time in the 50s, they brought in, because I know when I was a child, they brought in and God we trust. And then that atheist lady came out, and the one that was the atheist, She wanted to eliminate all that out of the schools. That's who stopped the prayers out of the schools. Anything deal with God, she wanted to erase it. And she succeeded with that. And that's why you don't see in God we trust, you know, on our buildings and things like that. And because America was built on out of many, there's one. That is something that I want to say about that. So right now, but anyway, I forgot all the other things that I wanted to say. But what I'm going to say is that alhamdulillah, bismillah, nirrahman, nirrahim. And what we have to do is just remember that, like I remember the imam said, we can't keep on talking about these people that's going to the left all the time, because every time you talk about them, you bring up that spirit. All you have to do is just let them know, because you have rights too. Like I tell my children, you have rights. So if you have rights to believe in what you want to believe in, and you let them know that you believe in God, you believe in God said no, then that's what I believe in. I have that right. And that's the human right and the civil right. So that's the key to the whole thing. If they want to, like the email say, you go your way and I be mine. Don't bother me and my family. That's how that's supposed to be. And just leave that alone. You don't invite them people to your house. You don't associate with them, because if you do, those are the sympathizers, and you will go down with them. The time comes. That is the story, the allegorical story, but those things that had happened dealing with, that was with Lot. All that sympathizer, and that was the sign right there. When his wife looked back, you know, she turned to salt. As we said, she turned to salt, but that's what happened. That means that you go down with them if you sympathize with them, because Almighty God, Allah says no, and that's it. Alhamdulillah. And that basically is what I have wanted to say right there, and make our struggle easy for us. And what we have to do too is also, one of the main things we have to do is just to start back socializing. We haven't had no, like I said, when we was growing up, they always had some kind of event going on. Always have something. Our children don't even know each other. They have no social activity right now. If they grow up right now, what they gonna what could they look back like we look back on our childhood? Say, hey, I remember they had the Ferris wheel, and we used to do this and do that, you know, and go these places, you know, and every time they had different holidays, we'll get together like that. But what are they doing now? They're not celebrating no holidays. They're not getting, we are not associating in no kind of way. And half of them, they are not even going to school. So that's what we have to do. We have to start back focused on our children, because our children is the one that are going to make things more easier for us as we get older. And we have to, and one thing we have to do, we have to remember, we are the senior citizens are the one that holds the wisdom. And the wisdom is means that people say, oh, no, the wisdom means that you know to look both ways before you cross the street. That is something that we always, you know, that they tell us, make sure you look both ways before you cross the street. That's the wisdom, because if that's a, and then look again, because if you don't, you will probably get hit by a car or get hit.
Right.
And then all the other wisdom that we need to tell our children about, and you got to remember, because they get wisdom. What we have to remember is that by us being senior citizens, we hold wisdom, and that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to give our children this wisdom, even dealing with business. Like all the mistakes we made, we let them know so they won't make those mistakes that we made.
Alhamdulillah. But I want to ask you, how do you handle if you go to a public bathroom now? How do you handle a man coming in there with you? Although he say he's a homo.
Oh, they got that. They got that legal now.
Yeah.
What, come out, a homosexual coming up in there with you, or just a regular man like you walk in there or something?
No. He claimed he's a homo, he's a woman, but he's a man.
Then that's when you put God's law on them, because that don't fly. People, they lying. People be lying. You know how them pedophiles be lying and stuff like that? So how we know what you are? How we know? Because I know one did that. Well, I don't know him personally, but I, you know, heard of one did like that. I'm so glad I don't know nobody like that. I hear a lot of people be talking about these people, what these people do, and what they, I said, dang, I don't know nobody like that. I think a lot. I don't know nobody like that.
All right, bro.
But that's what you have to do. You put God's law on them, and God's law, and America honor God's law. How we know who they are? They be lying. If they got all this, so how you know? How we know that you like that?
That's right.
So that's how you stop that. That's how you stop it. And you have to and there's numbers, and you have to, you still can vote on it. Those are numbers. They don't have that kind of right. If America honored the natural law, and the natural law is God's law. They honored the Ten Commandments. They honored right. that. All you have to do is just, and it's also, and then what it is that what we have to do, we have to start reading our community. Remember when we was in the nation, that's what the first thing, that's one of the things that we had to know, our community rights, our human rights, right. the civil rights, and the rights of the Constitution of the United States and the amendment.
Right.
In Russia.
Right.
Yeah. And we have to know, and that's what we have to teach our children. Because then they'll know. Because they're only going to know what we, just to think what our children don't know, and they need to know. Alhamdulillah. And that's very important. And that's why they took them out of school. You know why they took them out of school? They shut that school down. They didn't shut that school down because of this. They shut that school down because our children were mastering that computer. I mean, I have a three-year-old that they didn't know how to read, but they knew, they looked at the image. That's it, went by that image. They knew how to turn it on, turn it off just by the image, like that little sign that said off. They knew that sign mean off. They didn't know what the word mean, but they know that sign mean off. That's what it was. I was telling master, and I'm telling you, who you think sent the man to the moon? Talking about. They know it. They can't. One thing you can't erase. They tried to erase it, but they forgot about the DNA. That's in your DNA. If you come for a generation, and then they got the best. They got the best. They bought the best over here. So if you, so that is in your, you can't erase the DNA. Because somebody gonna rise. How do you think we got this far? And the thing about it is, we didn't need them. They be knocking at our door needing us. We don't even need them. Let him do the law. The sister that did the water, had the water, have all this water going to your house and that house and all that. She the one that discovered that and invented it. Let him do the law. Yeah, I'm finished. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Great. You spoke about a lot of things, and I agree with you. But we got to understand, we have to band together and change this. Good people, no matter who they are, because what is right for one is right for all of us. It's wrong for a man to go into the bathroom and your little teenager daughter or your grandmama goes in there and he comes in. We were more civilized. But a woman's privacy is different from a man's privacy. And when we were civilized, trying to be human beings, we had men's bathroom and women's bathroom. And that's the most decent and honorable way to do that. I agree with you. We got a job that we've been given, and we're going to do this job. We're going to complete this job. This job is going to be done. And like you mentioned, one day, what evil has happened, and we like it never happened, because it's never going to happen again. With the help of Allah. Anybody else got anything to say?
I just want to say one thing, Brother Akbar. I want to say is what I was thinking that they should do is have a bathroom specially for them.
Yeah.
Have a bathroom specially for them. That's all they have to do. And then there'll be no more, there's no problem, no nothing.
Right. Make a bathroom
because
for them.
That's right, because they say they got two, even if they change, they say they think like this, then yeah, that's what they do. You should have a bathroom for them. That's what they should
right.
do.
We should make our civilized people go into a bathroom with them. No. And make a bathroom
because
for them. Good idea. Okay, well, I'll play the insert message that I got off the internet that should make us see how important in this world.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land,
better protect them. You better watch over them. They do not belong to the public school system. They do not belong to Caesar. They don't belong to you. They belong to the Lord. And he's given them to you to raise. Gates of hell have already opened. When a 60-year-old man, naked, marches through the streets of one of our cities in the United States of America, is standing before little children, little girls and little boys. This has nothing to do with taking someone's rights away from them. This has to do with imposing perversion in the face of a child. Where'd it come from? There's a spirit let loose. The spirits were queer. We're here. What'd they say? coming for your children. You better take your children and you better protect them. You better watch over them. They do not belong to the public school system. They do not belong to Caesar. They don't belong to you. They belong to the Lord. And he's given them to you to raise.
A lot of people started making communities where they could accumulate wealth. Organizations like KKK and white supremacists said that didn't get to exist. Places like Black Wall Street, Rosewood, multiple others were burned to the ground and everyone was killed. Anyone that survived, all of their information was burned inside their houses. When black people went to the banks to retrieve their money, to rebuild everything, the bank said, no, all of their bank cards have been burned. They couldn't get their money back. All of those banks still exist, still have all their money. And it's all accumulated wealth. White people from that particular time in that area were able to get their money back. This is why reparations are necessary to atone for our actions. We literally created poverty on purpose for multiple people. After the Civil War, black people started making communities where they could accumulate wealth. Organizations like KKK and white supremacists decided that didn't get to exist. Places like Black Wall Street, Rosewood, multiple others were burned to the ground and everyone was killed. Anyone that survived, all of their information was burned inside their houses. When black people went to the banks to retrieve their money, to rebuild everything, the bank said, no, all of their bank cards have been burned. They couldn't get their money back. All of those banks still exist, still have all their money, and it's all accumulated wealth. White people from that particular time in that area were able to get their money back. This is why reparations are necessary to atone for our actions.
Where's your proof that brown-eyed people are smarter than blue-eyed?
Okay, brown-eyed people, obviously, you just listen. Now, brown-eyed people are responsible for the fact that you have electricity. Many of the components for generating and transmitting electricity were invented by brown-eyed people. Brown-eyed people gave us our alphabet. Brown-eyed people gave us our enumeration system. Brown-eyed people gave us the paper on which we write these anonymous letters to you that tell me that brown-eyed people are inferior. Now you need to realize the contributions that have been made to society, to civilization, by brown-eyed people, by people of color. I'm talking about people of color here, folks. And most of us are not aware of those things because we live in a racist society. And because we are educated by a racist school system that only teaches us about white contributions. And that's a fact. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. If we would start telling the truth in schools, we would not have racism. We could cure racism in this country.
Where's your proof that brown-eyed people are smart?
You are all members of the same race, the human race, which started with black women between 300,000. Don't interrupt me. I don't have much time. Now, white folks, you don't like it, but all you are is faded blacks. Every one of you, if you trace your DNA back far enough, you're going to find that some of your DNA came from Africa because we all have the same ancestor back there, every single one of us. And those of you who think you don't have are obviously from outer space. Now, that means that every one of us is a 30th to 50th cousin to every other person in this room. Will every person in this room who considers himself or herself a biracial person stand? Don't you stand. Don't you stand. People, we have to get rid of the language of racism. I'm not a teacher. Teachers discuss facts and figures so that they can get their kids ready for the end of school testing. I've been called a trainer. You train dogs and horses and members of the military. I don't train people. I'm an educator. The word educator comes from the root duck deuce, which means lead, the prefix E, which means out, the suffix A-T-E, which means the act of, and the suffix O-R, which means one who does. An educator is one who is engaged in the act of leading people out of ignorance. In this country, we spend a lot of money on what we call education. It isn't education. It's indoctrination. You are all members of the same race, the human race, which started with black women between 300,000. Don't interrupt me. I don't have much time. Now, white folks, you don't like it, but all you are is faded blacks. Every one of you, if you take your trace your DNA back far enough, you're going to find that some of your DNA came from Africa, because we all have the same ancestor back there, every single one of us. And those of you who think you don't have are obviously from outer space. Now, that means that every one of us is a 30th to 50th cousin to every other person in this room. Well, every person in this room who considers himself or herself a biracial person, stand. Don't you stand. Don't you stand. People, we have to get rid of the language of racism. I'm not a teacher. Teachers discuss facts and figures so that they can get their kids ready for the end of school testing. I've been called a trainer. You train dogs and horses and members of the military. I don't train people. I'm an educator. The word educator comes from the root duck deuce, which means lead, the prefix E, which means out, the suffix A-T-E, which means the act of, and the suffix O-R, which means one who does. An educator is one who is engaged in the act of leading people out of ignorance. In this country, we spend a lot of money on what we call education. It isn't education. It's indoctrination.
He said to the tiger, the grass is blue. The tiger replied, no, the grass is green. The discussion heated up, and the two decided to went before the lion, the king of the jungle. The donkey began to shout, Your Highness, is it true that the grass is blue? The lion replied, true, the grass is blue. The donkey continued, the tiger disagrees with me and contradicts and annoys me. Please punish him. The king then declared, The tiger will be punished with 5 years of silence. The donkey jumped cheerfully and went on his way. The tiger accepted his punishment, but before he asked the lion, Your Majesty, why have you punished me? After all, the grass is green. The lion replied, In fact, the grass is green. The tiger asked, So why are you punishing me? The lion replied, That has nothing to do with the question of whether the grass is blue or green. The punishment is because it is not possible for a brave and intelligent creature like you to waste time arguing with a donkey, and on top of that, come and bother me with that question. The worst waste of time is arguing with the fool and fanatic who does not care about truth or reality, but only the victory of his beliefs and illusions. There are people who, no matter how much evidence we present to them, are not in the capacity to understand, and others are blinded by ego, hatred, and resentment. And all they want is to be right, even if they are
in died in North Africa fighting the Germans. Black men died at Antioch Beach, at Palermo, at Naples, to free Rome, to free Paris, to free Europe. Damn it. We died to build America. And America has rebuilt Germany and Japan and the nature is still suffering and dying in the streets of America. Black men die in North Africa fight.
I think you'll find, sir, that there will come time when black people wake up and become intellectually independent enough to think for themselves as other humans. Are intellectually independent enough to think for themselves, then the black man will think like a black man, and he will feel for other black people. And this new thinking and feeling will cause black people to stick together.
This is to go to war in Iraq and to remove Saddam Hussein from power in a coalition of the 40 countries led by the United States of America. It's the hardest, most relentless, most agonizing decision I took in my 10 years as British Prime Minister. For that decision today, I accept full responsibility, without exception and without excuse. I recognize the division felt by many in our country over the war, and in particular, I feel deeply and sincerely, in a way that no words can properly convey, the grief and suffering of those who lost ones they loved in Iraq, whether members of our armed forces, the armed forces of other nations, or Iraqis. The intelligence assessment made at the time of going to war turned out to be wrong. The aftermath turned out to be more hostile, protracted, and bloody than ever we imagined. The coalition plan for one set of ground facts had encountered another, and a nation whose people we wanted to set free and secure from the evils of Saddam became instead victim to sectarians. For all of this, I expressed more sorrow
member of the International Criminal Court. If Putin comes here in August as planned, your government will be obliged to arrest him. As head of the ANC, do you believe your government should and indeed will arrest him?
According to the ANC, we will want President Putin to be given tomorrow.
He would
come to our country. But
you would welcome Vladimir Putin here.
Of course. We will
welcome. The matter is being investigated for war crimes by the
ANC. We will welcome him to come here as part and parcel of BRICS, but we know that we are constrained by the ICC. Putin is a head of state. Do you think that a head of state can just be arrested anywhere? How many crimes have your country committed in Iraq? How many crimes have everyone else who's so focused committed in Iraq and Afghanistan? Have you arrested? You're making a lot of noise about Putin instead of working for peace between Ukraine and Russia, and you fail to resolve the war. Where are the weapons of mass destruction? Tony Blair went to Iraq and claimed that there are weapons of mass destruction. More than millions of people have died in Iraq and Afghanistan, and there are no weapons of mass destruction. We know what the war is about,
the Secretary General,
between Russia and Ukraine. We want peace. That's what is important, so that the world can thrive.
We don't have much time left. Oh, people, I give them
some pain that affected us, affects our people. Dr. King spoke about, and that was his last speech. Next to the last speech, he spoke about how they give all those European hundreds and 240 acres and 140 acres, then talked them how to plan and how to run the farm, build a school to teach them how to do it. And then once they got the school and everything going, they paid them right now not to grow no food. Everything we should be telling our people about these things. This is one thing that got the King killed. Listening to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm. When truth comes, and that's what King started speaking, the truth. Start speaking against the war. So we know how to influence people with the truth, like Moses did, like Christ Jesus, Prophet Muhammad, may God peace be upon him. We have that ability. And now we don't use it to help remake this world, then we can't blame nobody but ourselves, and we leave this world in the hands of the evil people. And they coming out. They coming down because God said it. But we have to be willingness to stand up and challenge the world that we are fighting for human rights. The dog got civil rights. You'll never see them throw a dog on the ground and then throw the dog in the police car. You'll never see that. Or them killing, taking an electric guard and shooting a vicious dog like the Walk-Wall. You'll never see it. But they doing us like that, the citizens, our children. It must stop. And all the for us to say we got true freedom, we got equality, this got to stop. How we stop it, vote, put people in office that they can hear and see and change things. People we've been putting in office, Barack Obama and all the rest, been number criminal. They ain't done nothing really to change the structure of the inner structure of America. So that's a shame. So we have this opportunity on the Rock Talk Radio Station to go to the root of the problem, and that's religion. A religion don't encourage their people to work together, don't encourage their people to spend with each other, to socialize with each other, to build things that help our generation of senior citizens, build things that make our children easier a lot easier to live and enjoy this world, like skating rink, bowling alleys, places they can swim, places they can communicate with, where they eat at, pool hall, all the places that our children can go, should be going and socializing. And we be there to protect them and make sure they don't bring any illegal drugs in there, bring no alcohol or none of that stuff in there. We take control of our situation. We have to be firm in our situation. So all praise are due to Allah. We here tonight. So anybody else got anything they would like to say and share with us, you can come right on and do it. So, Karan, got anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah, alhamdulillah. I'd like to say this, but I had said it before. Somebody, like they say, what did President Obama, what did he do? What did he do? That's everybody, like they have something, you know, bad that he do. If somebody asks you what good did he do, you know what you tell them? He made it possible for our children, our brothers, know that they could be president of the United States. Because at one time, that was unthinkable. They can't even think about it. But now they know that they could become president of the United States, and that's a blessing right now. Like I said, they probably got a child right now grooming himself. Are they parents grooming them all into politics and let them know? So all this going to change.
Mm-hmm.
It could change. So that's one thing I can say, that he made it possible, because that's why we need to know our history. Because our children don't know that they had 8 African-Americans, not just African-American, they have 8 black African-American presidents here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the first presidents of the United States was a brother. Check it out. And I want you need to know that. So the history, how they say, if you don't know your history, you will repeat yourself. History will repeat itself. Alhamdulillah. But that is something that I could say good about him, is that. And then you got to remember, they were standing over his children all the time. And people, because I know, if you've been out there, if a woman's been out there in the street, the first thing a man would do when he wanted to try to do harm to the, wants the woman to get to do what he want her to do, he'll stand over her children. Because he'll let them know. And that's right there. That's what he did. They stood over his children. You don't know what. And then you remember when he first got in office, they had nothing but brothers there behind him. 3 months later, I ain't seen no more, but never Caucasian. So that means something happened. Something happened. Alhamdulillah. That's something I want to have good to say, that he let our children see that they could become president of the United States too, just because their skin color have nothing and their race have nothing to do with it. Alhamdulillah. Still there? Was I on mute? As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum. Did you hear I had on mute. Did you hear those clips I made?
I didn't hear all of them. I didn't hear all of them because I was coming in. I didn't hear it.
Okay. Okay, you hear Pastor, what the preacher was saying? At the gate, said they're coming for our children. Come to get our children.
Who?
The gays.
That's what they want. It's the children. Yeah, they want the children because the children grow up. Because see, One thing, I was talking to my brother, and I said, and especially when they was doing that, talking about taking the children, you know, and changing their sexual, you know, change their sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Tim, remember when we was growing up? I said, children don't know because children are children. Because I remember that I had, all I wanted to do, I had nothing to play with, so I just hung around my brothers. I climbed the tree like them and everything. Because I didn't have, because my sisters, they were like 1 and 2 years old, and here I'm 5 years old, and I had nobody to play with, so I did everything my brothers did, you know. And I said, and do you remember there? And I said, remember there were some sisters that was in school, they were acting more masculine, but when they grew up, they got married and everything. Just to think that our children, they'll think that this is what they want to be, you know. And then when they become teenagers, they're going to have a whole, you know, they're going to start seeing, they're going to want this person, and, you know, they're going to be attracted to this man or this woman, but then they ain't got nothing. They ain't got nothing to work with.
That's right.
And so I said, so you can't do that to children. So I'm glad in Louisiana, I think they banned it, that, you know, dealing with the children and all that. I'm glad of that.
Always.
I don't know if I want to live in a state where they legalize that for children. I think a lot of other states too in the United States, they didn't agree with that. Alhamdulillah.
So anything else you can think of right quick? You would like
Hello,
to say?
Hello, what? Allahu Akbar.
Oh, we good. Okay. Well, thank you, Carl.
I do want to say one thing that I think is very important that we need to start. We keep, you know, talking about business and this and that, and we need to start teaching our children business. I never forget that. When I was in L.A., they had some of the you know, other races, they had their children running mm-hmm. the store.
Yes, sir.
And so
yes, ma'am.
what we need to do is start teaching our children business, teaching them business. Because a lot of things they don't know about business.
They don't know. Right.
And if we don't teach them business, then they're going to be right back where we started. Right back where we started from.
That's right. That's right. Alhamdulillah. Okay, that's it. Okay. Well, we thank you, Quran, for stepping up and sharing with us that great information. Well, we're winning, and we thank Allah for all that He has blessed us with. See, when we come through a period of the Alhamdulillah Muhammad, and that was good. That was one of the wounds that bore us. But we thank Allah for that. And we call it second resurrection. You know, and now we realize that we have been chosen to help remake this world. And we're going to do it, the help of Allah.
And let me tell you a true story why it's very important, and I'm going to have to practice it myself too. We have to start keeping records, especially if you have real estate. And because let me tell you what my grandfather did. Yeah, my papa. Let me tell you what he did. He kept all his records. You know, you couldn't, during that time, you couldn't keep certain things in the bank. You sometimes even keep your money in the bank. When my papa done passed, I cleaned up that house. I found like $250 under the rug and stuff. They be hiding money mm-hmm. everywhere, you know. So I found me close to $700. Because they be hiding money. They be hiding under the rug. They be hiding in the attic and all that stuff like that. But what happened was that he had bought all this land. He bought like 22 acres. He bought all this land. And what he did is that every time that someone had that had I can't remember surely what it was, but every time they gave him a receipt for the land, every time he paid the taxes, he took it and put it, had a nail, and he put it on a nail, and he put it in the attic. That's what he put in the nail in the attic. So they came back, they was trying to take his whole, the whole 22 acres of land. They talking about, you know, because that's how they were stealing our people's land. That's one way they were stealing it, too, because they know that we didn't keep records. And a lot of times they wouldn't even take our certain things either. So what he did, that's what he did. Every time he paid taxes, he put the paper on his nail, and he put it like in the attic somewhere, or he hid it somewhere. And so when the Caucasian man talking about they're gonna take his land and he didn't pay his taxes all like that, he brought all this, the tax papers out, and they couldn't do nothing. So it's always good to keep records. I'm telling you, even in this day and time, They're especially if you're a senior citizen, they are trying to take your property. And it don't all the time be the Caucasian. If they know that you are even Muslims, they will try to take your property. Isn't that something? And I'm so glad I told Imam Ward D. Muhammad. I told Imam Ward D. Muhammad and said, you don't have to go around telling everybody, I'm a Muslim. And I know somebody was doing that. I said, you don't tell everybody. I said, you don't have to do that. I said, they can look at you and see that you're a Muslim. I said, but when you tell them that, I said, all you're doing is opening the door for Satan. So you'd be surprised how many people think that it's okay to do Muslim wrong, that they get a reward from that. They think they get a reward from God for doing a Muslim wrong. I know some Christian things like that. I ain't said all of them. I know some things like that. They think it's okay. They think they get a reward. So I'm telling you, so just be, as I say, you have to tell, and I'm so glad I heard the imam say, you have to go tell everybody, I want to buy this, I'm a Muslim. You don't have to do that.
Right.
Alhamdulillah.
You
know
that. I tell people that, who's talking to them when I'm speaking out in the street, and a lot of people listening. And I explain to them, and when I do that, well, it's a Muslim. And let them know that if you're a Christian, you're obligated to do the same thing, to submit your will to do God. That's what Jesus did. And I told them that a Muslim brother told me that he's not a Muslim. And then I asked him, said, well, you know, who are you submitting your will to now? So once I asked him that, he started jumping and got a little worried because he realized what he had said, that he don't worship God, period. I asked him, what are you worshiping the will? He said, well, I'm still doing the will of God, but I don't call it Muslim. I said, that's what the word Muslim means. You might say, you submit your will to do the will of God, you're a Muslim. You can call yourself whatever you want to call it, but the definition of what you're doing is to make you a Muslim.
And you'll know God-fearing people because once you mention God's name, once you mention the word God, they will respond. They will add on. But if you talk to people, they never mention God's name, and those are not, because they have people like that. They don't want to hear nothing about the word of God.
That's right.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, okay. But we're winding down, and, winding down to Maghrib then that's when the next day really starts for us. So now we can say we can give credit and thanks to Allah. We can say to Mama Byron. Once Magra come in, that's the start of a new day for us. So anybody else would like to say anything, this is the time. We only have a few more minutes. So anybody got anything they would like to say, it's match one and come on in to the queue and get your mic on. We have discussed that we're winning. That the truth is stronger than falsehood. And our scripture tell us that truth busts falsehood upside the head and knocks out its brain. That's a strong saying. So that's your, but also letting you know how strong the truth is. Falsehood has no power. It's slim than a spider web. And we know spider web saved the prophet and his companions in the cave. So, but truth is strong. So we hope that we'll get in tonight, be some benefit to the listeners, and what we have shared with you be some benefits with the help of Almighty God alone. Prophet Muhammad, name gonna get stronger in the world, but more people are saying Prophet Muhammad now is the last prophet. He's a messenger. A lot of people are saying that now. He wasn't then. They're saying that now. A lot of people are coming into this religion because they don't see another way out. Who you think providing that? No one but Allah. So whether we propagate it or don't do nothing, Allah going to do what Allah say he's going to do. He's going to change hearts of the father and son back to each other. The hearts of the mothers back to the mothers and daughters. And where we can all be one big happy family. So anybody else got anything you'd like to share for these last few minutes? We got about 7 more minutes left. We want to thank Allah. We can never thank him enough. Blessing us to be Muslim. Allah says one of the prayers, he's a Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Oh Allah. It was Prophet Muhammad said, oh Allah, forgive me and my sins and purify my heart and expand my chest. Heal me in spirit. Illuminate me and make my task easy and preserve me among those thou hast preserved. Surely God, surely Allah spoke the truth. These are one of the prayers that we use. Another prayer is, oh Allah, I am among performing this with complete faith in thee and believe in truth and thou books and in the fulfillment of my pledge to thee and in the wake of the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, Imam Abdullah. To make one who will quicken against that day will shake shall the judgment bring be called and answer what we have wronged and still the judgment we have and work we did good or bad. So surely Allah has spoke the truth. Allah has spoke the truth to the whole world. And we represent that truth, and we're going to share this truth with the whole world. You cannot save your world if you're not worshiping one God. You're not saving your world or helping your world you in, and you trying to say God made a mistake with you when he made you a man or he made you a girl. And those people who refuse to give us reparations for what their ancestors did, and they still benefit from that, and they think nothing wrong with not giving them, we hope the chastisement come down on them where they can see their mistake, and the chastisement come down on them and don't stop coming down on them until they change their ancestors or their parents have done. Yeah, we won't judge. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say one thing. I don't know, did I? Because I know when I came on, it was on the television, and I was wondering, did I have said it? But I remember someone saying this. And my granddaughter had said this. She said, "Grandma, watch what's going to happen to all the Caucasians. They're going to be talking about that they're black. You know, they got black blood up in them." But then I thought about getting the reparations, the money, you know. And then I thought about it. I said, well, what? And then I thought about when Amin was saying, well, it has to be during that time, you know, some kind of way they have to do it, but during that time. And I heard a lady on the TV, a Caucasian lady, say, yes. I said, she was saying, he said, yes, sir. She was saying something about, like, we all were Jewish first. And then they admitted that the man, that they all came from Africa. They said they all came from Africa. And so that means that they all have black, so they wanted the Caucasians to know that they all have black blood in them.
Mm-hmm. But they can't get reparations.
Wow. Yeah,
they benefit from the problem there, too. They benefit. They were the slave maker. They had said it, that they got
she was saying in so many ways you remember there was a time they said you have at least 1 ounce of black blood in you or something like that, then you black.
Yeah.
That's what they were saying. Yeah, 1 ounce, you know, but anyway. So now she's saying that we all are black now, whether you want to accept it or not.
Yeah. Well, we know some imposters are always going to show up. And anything to it, imposters and false people are going to show up. And they can trace your history. They got books and up books and stuff in the archives where they can chase your history back when you come from that plantation. You were sent. They got all of that. They hadn't been destroyed. They got it. They got records. They know who was who.
By their last name.
So what now?
I said by the last name, like if your last name is William, something like that.
Well, that's just the last name. What was that? Well, plantation. I met a Caucasian man who my father's last name was here, and he comes telling me about y'all have been on the plantation. He comes saying that. I told him. I changed my, I got rid of that name. So I said, the people stole us. I don't go around wearing their name. I don't wear criminal names.
And you know what I have noticed? They have names, like I got my slave name. They got another name, a Caucasian got the same exact name that I got. And then I know that a lot of them, they got the same name that my dad and them got. So I said, then what they must have did, they must have named themselves or their children after some of those that own slaves. That's all I could say. That's what they did. Because they got the same exact name.
Yeah. That's true. They're gonna be a lot of fault. See, these Africans gonna try to jump up and try to claim some of the, and they can't do it because they take their name out and how long they've been here. They exempt from getting any money. It's only for those who've been here for all them years and took abuse, and their parents in that, or 10 people in that, they come from that. So don't, they're the only ones gonna get paid. And I'm back in the show.
Now go ahead.
And I said, the Africans that showed up, they were might as well forget it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the one time they was taking the birth certificate of their loved one that had passed. Someone take their birth certificate and they use their birth certificate.
Yes, sir. Well, they got to wait there. They got information on top of all of us. They know who is who, and all they got to do is check your birth certificate.
Well, Alhamdulillah.
We get what they all do. We don't get what we earn. We earn reparation. And we don't get it. We're there from Allah. The brother was there, how they burned the bank down, Arizona and all, burned all the people information. And you, the people went there, the money, out the bank, and they wouldn't give it to them. They would get to the Caucasian, but they would give you so all the things they did to us, they know about it, and they don't want us to talk about it. And we are blind, deaf, and dumb, and out of our mind, we don't talk about it.
But now they have records. They hold records now. They hold records for 10 years, and then they take them and put them in a bank, but it's where you put all those records that they put them on this little disc or something like that of everything, you know. That's what they do now. They have stored the records, so you could always go back, and then people could always remember. They got fingerprints and all that kind of stuff. To identify who you are.
Well, I was somebody to go down to the federal building and file for my money, my reparation, see what happened. And don't think I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it. I just want to go out there. I'm not going to go by myself. I want to go with a witness, you know? Somebody who
got to have that witness.
Got a feeling. Thanks to saying what I do. I'm not going down there with somebody who narrow minded. I'm not gonna do that. So that's an extra trouble. I'm not going there.
Well, I'm gonna file for money because you never know when they'll give it out. And you know what I'm saying? You never know when they'll give it out. They might just say the one that, you know. So I said, I'm going to do that too. I'm going to apply for mine. I'm going to find out where you apply for here in Louisiana. And I'm going to apply for mine because you never know. They might be giving some out now. And we don't know about because, you know, everything they don't, you know, because we are panic. So they might give something. They take care of the one that got the application in. First.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going down to fly for mine. I'm going to do it. I don't care how they respond, I'm going. Then I know. You got to test the water. You have to test the water. And then once you go down, you tell them. And then like the next day, we all start changing our name. I remember I went down to the courthouse to get my name changed. And the judge, the last day, going to ask me, this is what you really want? I said, man, you heard me sign the papers and give me my real name and give y'all back y'all the crook name, get a crook back his name, the thief back his name. You better heard me sign that paper. I told the judge that. And he would heard me sign it, too. Okay, Sister Haji Lala is on. Sister Haji Lala, will you give us a couple of poems in these last few minutes?
Okay, alhamdulillah. Hold on a minute. Let's see what we got. Let's see what we got. Alhamdulillah. Oh, yes, okay. Ooh,
no.
He said,
ooh, my butt.
Okay. Just a minute.
He said, ooh, my butt.
Ooh, y'all excuse us. That's my granddaughter talking.
He said, ooh, my butt. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Welcome, August. May Allah turn your cannot into can, your confusion into clarity, your burden into blessing, and your stress into peace. May Allah bless you with joy, love, happiness, and prosperity, and may Allah provide a shield of protection over you and your family during the month of August and always. Amen, amen, amen. Here's another one. Hello, mm-hmm. Walk away from anything that gives you bad vibes. There's no need to explain or make sense of it. It's your life. Do what makes you happy. I mean. Yes, okay. And then I have my plan for today. Count my blessings. Let go of what I can't control. Pursue my purpose. Share kindness, give love, pray for someone else. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, sir. Oh, Holy Beloved Minister Tom Rajin, Bismillah, Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah, the Rafi Alameen, Rahman Rahim, Malaki Omadun. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.